From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. In just a few hours, the Democratic National Convention will make history when it nominates Hillary Clinton as the first woman ever to be nominated for president from a major U.S. political party. Clinton's main rival for the nomination, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, spent Tuesday morning appealing to his supporters to get behind and beat Donald Trump. Vice President Joe Biden said Tuesday in Philadelphia that Sanders' backers have a lot to be proud of in the way that they ran their campaign.
They worked really hard. They did more to change the attitude of the party than anything that's happened in a long, long time. It's all for the better.
Though Sanders has endorsed Clinton, many of his supporters have criticized the Democratic Party after thousands of emails were leaked which revealed that the Democratic National Committee had favored Clinton over Sanders in the nominating process. Meanwhile, Republican nominee Donald Trump told a veterans group in North Carolina that Hillary Clinton and the political system have failed them. Speaking to the Veterans of Foreign Wars Convention in Charlotte, North Carolina, Trump said that Clinton's policies have been a disaster.
We know how she takes care of the veterans. Just look at her invasion of Libya and her handling of Benghazi, a disaster. Or look at her emails, which put America's entire national security at risk.
Trump outlined a 10-step fix for the VA health system and told the audience that veterans will no longer have to face delays or, in his words, die waiting for care. For more on these stories, including the latest from the Democratic National Convention, log on to our website. This is VOA News. Islamic State says that two of its soldiers carried out a brutal attack Tuesday on a Catholic church in Normandy, France. An 84-year-old priest was killed after being taken hostage at knife point. French President François Hollande visited the scene of the attack in the northern town Tuesday and said the attackers had claimed allegiance to Islamic State before being shot dead by police. He called on all French people to fight terrorism.
Le parquet anti-terroriste a été chargé de...
He said the anti-terrorist section of the prosecutor's office has been assigned this inquiry and will give every information so the prosecutor can relay what he knows. But today we must be aware that the terrorists will stop at nothing unless we stop them. French security officials said the two attackers slit 84-year-old Father Jacques Hamel's throat before police were able to intervene. Hollande denounced the killing as a vile terrorist attack. A car bomb exploded in a heavily policed area of Syria's capital, Damascus, causing several injuries as well as damage to government buildings. Syrian state media say the explosion took place Monday in the Kafr Susa neighborhood of Damascus, which houses many security installations. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the blast was near an Iranian school and had caused casualties, but it did not give further details. Meanwhile, the UN Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, says he hopes to restart talks on ending the Syrian civil war by late August. Speaking in Geneva, Mr. de Mistura said that more work is needed from the United States and Russia in the coming weeks.
We hope that concrete progress on the Larry Lavrov understanding will take visibly place. This will indeed create the right atmosphere, both on the ground and for the intra-Syrian talks.
Until June, there had been an August 1st deadline for having reached substantial agreement on the political transition in Syria. At least 19 people are dead after a man went on a knife-wielding rampage at a facility for disabled adults outside Tokyo Tuesday. Authorities say that 26-year-old Satoshi Umematsu broke into the facility in the pre-dawn hours and began stabbing people. Umematsu later turned himself into the police and admitted to carrying out the attack. And the United States has condemned in strongest terms a double bombing that took place at the main entrance of Mogadishu's airport during morning rush hour Tuesday. At least 13 people died in the blast. Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.